Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No way to beat around the bush, Sean Smith, in the studio with us today. Bob Fesco, Sean, nice to have you on the show. We appreciate you coming in. Man. Got you a little thing, a fireball, if you want to get after it and turn up on a Monday. I don't know where you're at. I know you're going to the game, man. Like that's like the holy water at Arrowhead.
Yeah, it's the holy water, but I'm more of a tequila guy.
Ooh. What kind of tequila you like?
Don Julio.
Okay.
Or I might drink some Henny.
Ooh. Oh, Henny. A little bit of Henny, huh?
See, yeah. I got into sidecars. I didn't know cognac was the main ingredient.
Oh, man. Hey, a sidecar when you go to a restaurant, that's insane.
I've never had a sidecar.
Never had a sidecar? It's like a very like citrusy orange-ish kind of a drink with cognac. Uh-huh. I mean, you drink three of them and you can't walk.
Oh, yeah, that's
just
right.
Just don't get the sugar on the rim.
Yeah, man. Don't do that.
You're a man, so you don't want to. Right.
Dusty gets the sugar.
It's good, though, but I'm just saying.
Give me a frozen strawberry margarita, put some sugar on that rim, man. Like, I don't care. I'll pig you out on that thing.
No, good tequila's good, though, man. Like people got this image of tequila being this bad drink. Yeah, there's some bad tequila out there.
There's bad whiskey, bad vodka, bad gin.
There's always something bad, but I mean, tequila's like, me and my girl, we go out. We go, that's... Tequila's I go to.
Tequila tonics over the summer.
Tequila and tonic,
squeeze a lime, let it sweat a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I get into DMs and it's not bad. So interesting game. I want to ask you, because we had Derek Johnson on earlier, defensive guy. Tonight's game could be a little sloppy. Is that like a huge advantage for defensive guys?
Yeah, because you know pretty much they're not going to throw the ball deep, at least try not to, depending on the field conditions, if receivers can go. But for the most part up front, you know what type of game is going to be, a run game. Mm-hmm. And if you stop them early on first and second down, get them to a third and long, all they could do is a screen something safe and rely on the special teams to get a return, get something good. I mean, the defense, we like games like this. When I was playing, I love the snow games, the rain games, because – as the offensive lineman, they don't want to be out there just like we don't want to be out there. Mm-hmm. So if you take the fight to them first, it's over with.
Right.
The first two plays, and you know, Bob, when I play, I'm going to talk smack to you the whole time and just see what check your temperature early in the game. And I think Chris Jones does a great job of doing that. You know what I mean? I feel like he should be a defensive MVP, and they don't give him the more credit like he should.
Yeah, he's definitely defensive player of the year. And I'm more impressed with Chris Jones than anybody else on this roster right now, because sometimes you pay a guy and that's it. Hey, I got my check, right?
Yeah,
Chris Jones is going out. He's earning that money. And I think that's very rare in sports for guys to get the bag and to go out there and then dominate and be like, I should probably get more money, you know?
But he's probably is going to get more money, but he's a different breed, though. You think about it. Anytime I'm at home and I'm watching a game and I'm like, it's third and long or some crucial situation, 95.
Mm-hmm.
90, you see, I tweet 95. 95 is about to take the game. Or even when we be BSing around during the game, and then when it's nut time, Chris always come through, whether he's at end, the three technique, the one, it doesn't matter. He's a game changer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then Nick Bolton, what he does back there as far as at the linebacker. Secondary, I still think we should be able to trade for somebody here.
Who do you want?
I want Lattimore.
Yeah, get him now. I mean,
I'm just going to be honest. I want Lattimore. I mean, I feel like he can shore up our defense on some of the loose ends that we have back there.
Right.
But for the most part, I'm not knocking the guys. They've been doing a good job, find a way, you know what I mean? Offense been doing what they're supposed to do. I just want more out of the special teams, though. To get a Super Bowl again, we're going to have to be big on special teams.
That's the Mecole Hardman call right there. Because, I mean, I think that's what's great about Mecole Hardman, because I was talking to some buddies over the weekend where, like, he does two things normally a game. Like, he'll have the jet sweep every once in a while. It goes for, like, 17 on, like, a second and two, which is great. Or he has, like, the 45-yard punt return that puts him on the other side of the 50, and it's like, all right, here we go. Now we can just, you know, shorten everything up and kind of do that. And it's always somewhere around that. And, again, we talk about the weather conditions in tonight's game. Could be one of those nights to see that with Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, it could be. I'm just thinking we get up early, and I can really enjoy the game. And it's, like you say,
you'll tequila. Get some Don.
Put the phone away.
Yeah, I'm not even. I don't even want the phone out. But it's I just, it's something special going on, right? And I kind of felt it when I was just in the city, just driving around a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's just different. Just seeing different things. It's different. You know, with the soccer stadium and all. Kansas City's a different vibe now.
Yeah, a lot different than when you were here playing. I mean,
it was a struggle.
But like you went through kind of what's going on in New Orleans right now, where like you had that one game and it is meltdown central, and people are like, "Screw this, man, I'm done."
Yeah, you're done. I mean, you see, Oliva got his fifth concussion.
Yeah.
But now he's blaming the quarterback too. So I know I understand that too, because I don't blame a couple of quarterbacks. At that time.
Who are you blaming?
I don't know. I mean, I still to this day, I go back to that game in the playoffs when we played Baltimore here. We should have won.
Mm-hmm.
It was just too many distractions with Charlie Weiss taking a job,
right?
The stuff that was going on with Todd Romeo, you know, just trying to change gears with the direction we was going, and It's crazy, but I'm happy. You know, I'm just happy the way everything turned out and that we finally got a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Not one, got two. You know what I mean?
Yeah, got three.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's just like, I think we're going to continue to grow. And we got depth. That's the biggest thing that we didn't have in the past. Mm-hmm. We never had depth. And now you had depth. You could do anything. It's next man up.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you were saying it before we took the air. Like, it doesn't matter who you give Patrick Mahomes. He makes guys better. It's just crazy to watch, you know?
But that's why he's an MVP. When we make you an MVP, I tell people all the time, in order to be an MVP, you got to make the guys around you good. That's what makes LeBron James so great. Everybody say he's the GOAT, because guess what? When you're MVP is when you can make everybody else around you good. No difference from playing with Derrick Johnson. You know, I know you guys had him on earlier, but Derrick was a good linebacker. I knew, hey, I tell DJ, I'm going in the A-gap. He knew, hey, get in the other gap, because I'm going another way. I'm trying to make something happen. Mm-hmm. And when you have that type of chemistry, you see it. You see it with the defense now. The chemistry is there. And, you know, I got a group chat with some former Bengals, Willie Anderson and TJ Houshman's out of chat, Ocho, right? We in a group chat, and we was talking about Spags. Everybody's saying, hey, Spags should be up for a head coaching job. I'm like, he done it already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why go?
Right.
Why
That's kind of I mean, where I am with you.
Why go when you're successful? Head coach, being a head coach, people don't understand there's so much stuff you have to deal with. Spags is a great coordinator. Let him stay being a great coordinator. That's the same thing. I love him to death, Romeo Crennel.
Mm-hmm.
Great head coach, but he should have stayed a coordinator.
Right.
A great some guys in this game are better off being coordinators and not head coaches.
Well, the NFL just has a head coach problem now. I mean, like, you've got Andy Reid, you've got Mike Tomlin, you've got John Harbaugh, you know, a couple of others here or there. But, man, the head coaching candidates have just been total ass lately.
Well, I'll tell you like this. Remember Nick Sorensen?
Yeah.
He's a defensive coordinator at San Fran. You know what I mean? So it's just like, a new age now. It's going with younger guys, and they feel like the younger guys can reach the young guys that they're bringing in. But it's still, I'm still kind of mix of a old school, new school. I know how to get to the young, relate to you, but also I'm still going to be hard on your ass. And we're trying to win and buy in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you don't have no true leadership in the locker room, it shows. You know what I mean? It just shows.
Yeah. Would you rather play for Mahomes or Spags?
You said, I'd rather play for Mahomes?
Yeah, like, would you rather have Mahomes as your quarterback and you're on the defense, or let Spags be your defense coordinator?
I feel like when I'm 15 back there, I could be the coordinator and we fine.
Fair enough.
Don't take this the wrong way. Nothing against Spags. Bob, you know, I tweet, hey, man, what is Spags doing right now? Why are we blitzing right now? Come on. We know we need help. Cover two. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
we can't blitz, but he lives and die by the blitz. He's like Mike Zimmer.
Yeah.
You know, live and die by the blitz, and you know, he's stuck in his way, and that's just what it is. He's I need to give me one of them t-shirts that was going around before having one. Spags, mm-hmm. And Spags We Trust.
And Spags We Trust, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, and it's going to be key for him in the second half of the season, too, with the play calling. I know his name's going to come up for – we go back to the Super Bowl again. His name is coming up for a coaching
job. It should, but at 64 years old, I would tell him, you tried that in St. Louis. You weren't good. I was there his first year in St. Louis. I saw what was going on. It just wasn't good. Like, certain people aren't meant for every job, and that's okay. Be great at what you do. He's great as a defensive coordinator, right?
He's very good at a defensive coordinator. And you notice, if you watch him on a sideline, he doesn't panic. Even in a crucial situation, he doesn't panic. And I like the relationship. And everybody's saying, you know, when Andy retires, Spags is the next in line. Sometimes it doesn't work like that. And, you know, because once Andy leaves, the roster's going to get dismantled. And I can't say this, though. I do feel like Andy's on his way. If we win, I wouldn't be surprised if he's off in the sunset and go out on a high note.
I take the other side. I think he's just going to stack Super Bowl trophies.
only reason I say that, and not to get, you know, I'm not a person, I like to get in people's personal life, just with all the other stuff that he's been dealing with. And he's persevered through it, and, you know, you don't hear much about it because Andy's never been that type of guy. I remember when I was playing for Cleveland, and he was coaching for the Eagles, and I used to mess with him, rub my stomach in the belly of the sideline, and just messing with him. But he's funny. He takes the antagonism and all that. But he's a great coach when it comes to the X's and O's, and I just love what he's done.
You mentioned Cincinnati and being in a group text with them. What do they think of the Chiefs? Did TJ Houshmandzadeh's the Ocho Cincos of the world?
I tell you what, and guess who? You wouldn't believe who's in the chat with me, dog. He used to play for the Kansas City, too. Dwayne Clemens.
Oh, yeah.
D. Clem. So he's in there. So me and D. Clem, we were the only two Chiefs. So we'd be going back and forth. And, you know, TJ's always opinionated. Great guy. I love him and Chad. But, you know, Mahomes. TJ always like, man, that's a flag. Mahomes and them, Kansas City gets the call. They're paying the refs. They're always paying the refs. I'm like, bro, we're not paying the refs. Refs make mistakes, too. Don't get me wrong. It's been times, we just got the call, you know what I mean? Because guess what? We could have lost that game to Baltimore if gets his feet in.
Yeah, right.
A couple of inches back.
Isaiah Likely.
We lose the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I hate that. I forgot what the announcer is now. He said ESPN about we could lose the Baltimore Ravens team. Mm-hmm. They could beat us now.
Greenberg.
I was like, nah. We're going to win regardless. And I'm not trying to be cocky, jinx anything.
You sound like me, and that's fine, because that's how we should feel about this team. It is a team that has the goal to go undefeated and to win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And who am I to tell Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, no, you can't accomplish those goals? I'm on board.
You've done it already. You done proven, all right? So it's like, what more do we have to keep doing to prove we got what it takes?
Right.
No matter what, we're still the only undefeated team.
Disrespected, too, I'd say, for an undefeated team.
You know, I tell people all the time, and I got a buddy, he's a realtor in Dallas. It's funny. He's a Cowboys fan. You know, I'm not sorry because I always would thank Jerry Jones because he gave me my first opportunity. That's the first team I ever got to play in a National Football League. Mm-hmm. But the Cowgirls is just not what it is right now.
Yeah.
It's just funny, and it's like you can't. People say Cowboys is American. No, the Chiefs is America's team.
No doubt,
it's proof. Every time they're on TV, everybody watches.
The ratings goes because everybody knows. I don't care if it's 10 seconds left on the clock and we got the ball and we're down. At 15, we believe.
No doubt. I was in belief that you were going to wear a robe and nothing else.
Yeah, what happened with that? We thought you were going to just wear a robe in here today.
I was going to wear a robe. I didn't pack it. I thought I packed it, but I didn't. But also, my girlfriend over here, Sydney, said...
fiance or just girlfriend?
She's my girlfriend right now. Okay. Fiance, probably... soon, you know what I mean?
But, way to go, Bob.
Well, I'm looking at her left hand. That's all.
it's a promise ring.
Did I let the cat out of the bag that I shouldn't have?
It's a promise ring. Okay. You know, I've always been a family guy.
Yeah.
Always in the community. When you see me, I always have my girls and daughters. I'm just in my divorce. I got divorced a couple of years ago, and I'm just in a different direction. My life changes, you know what I mean? I love my kids.
How are the girls doing, man?
The girls are doing good. I got one in college that's a freshman.
Heck yeah.
She's about to turn 19 November 8th. I got a 16-year-old and Skylar, my youngest, 12. She is in my pocket. when I said she's in my pockets, she just she just turned 12 and
she's out of pocket in your pocket.
Yeah, but she asked me for Burberry perfume.
All the good stuff.
Some shoes. This is how I'm just like, man, I started her early, you know, but that's just something I started. I tell any guy, you know, if you have daughters, take them and, you know, show them the life, because you don't want another man. You want them to understand what it's like to be treated by a man, a good man at that. You know, open your door, go into restaurants and different things, and just how to be treated.
Yeah.
And appreciate them.
Good John Mayer song, Fathers Be Good to Your Daughters. Great jam.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if John Mayer is high on your list, but it's check it out. It's good.
Nah,
get
I got
that John porn and listen to John Mayer. You'll be in the same sentence as me. Hey, thanks for coming in studio today, man. We appreciate it. What's your score prediction tonight?
My score prediction, 31, I say Chiefs 31-10.
Ooh, 31-10. I like it.
We're going to bed early tonight, Bob.
Yes, hopefully we are going to bed early.
Chiefs going to win, right?
Okay. Yeah. The young man says yes, wearing his dad's jersey from Kansas City. I think that's great.
That's awesome. Yeah.
All right, Sean Smith, thank you so much for the time. It's Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Don't forget, Saturday, 2-4 at the Landing in Liberty.
That's right.
Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, and Ben Maller will be there.
Doing the old Maller meet and greet.
We'll talk to him Thursday and Saturday for the first time ever.
That's right.
In my life.
Yeah, first time ever on Saturday.
I am so excited for those chicken fingers. I'm not even kidding.
The Ben Maller chicken tenders,
brother. I'm going to look directly in Mac's eyes on my first bite.
The dry rubbed Ben Maller grilled chicken tenders at the Landing in Liberty.
Let's go.
Phenomenal.
Side of ranch, side of honey mustard, side of fries. I'm good.
Can't wait. Got to do it.
Can't wait.
Got to do it.
Do we play our scripts from Friday, or do we?
I think we do, because we're going to get new scripts for the Chiefs too. Yeah,
we'll do the Chiefs one here.
But we got to figure out if we got anything right on Friday, right?
Yeah,
when we were, you know, doing the script for the NFL weekend.
I don't
right?
remember mine on Friday.
I don't either. Mac, did you happen to after? I don't remember them right now. Mac, do you have the scripts ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, you guys ready?
Right.
This is our new version.
Let's do it.
Brewing there, they give the media something to.
What?
That was my voice.
Oh, that was sounding like
something
you,
brewing in media.
Yeah, but something in the Twilight Zone.
Do
and
it.
Scene.
I don't know how accurate I'll be, but I think the Browns show some fight against the Chargers, but eventually blow up. Jameis Winston is erratic at quarterback.
Ding.
I think Herbert continues to look the part with Ladd McConkey. They have something brewing there. They give the media something to talk about as they continue their relationship on the field. Expect a little bit of Stafford and Cooper Kupp. I see that relationship between McConkey and Herbert. Also, I think Baltimore blows out the Broncos.
Ding.
Okay. The Broncos are a fun story. I think Bo Nix is great. But I think Baltimore, coming off a heartbreaking loss to their division rival, I think they blow Denver out. They're 9-point favorites in this game. I think Baltimore blows them out. I think Flacco throws 3 touchdowns, and the Colts actually do have a real quarterback controversy. Flacco, once again, comes into a team that needs a little bit of a spark. He did it last year with the Browns, almost got them the 1 seed and got them into the playoffs. Look for that to continue. And then I think we have a nice little matinee at 3 o'clock. Little Cardinals and Bears is going to be a show.
Yep.
That's Kyler Murray versus Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams and the Bears, obviously the game last week, the Hail Mary. Kyler Murray has been very, very good this year. For people that hate on Kyler Murray, this is a game with 2 quarterbacks that I could see just putting on a show at 3 o'clock as the Bears face the Cardinals at 3:05.
For me, what's in the script this weekend, this is the last weekend I feel like you can really say that teams are still alive, right? The Jets were 2-6 last night. Yeah, they're still alive, still alive, still alive. Now they're 3-6. Everybody's buying the Jets. And many teams, what is going on behind me right now?
Better be careful with their nettles. You flush the toilet?
I did flush the toilet, yes. So this is the last weekend that teams are going to be in kind of alive. And I think many teams that lose this weekend, the internets are going to say, all right, you're eliminated and whatnot. But it's also going to open a few more teams to start selling as well, because the trade deadline, Tuesday's a big day. Trade deadline. Start to root for some teams to lose, right? Mm-hmm. Dallas fighting for survival. They'll find a way to win at Atlanta.
Nope.
Because that's good for business. Dallas winning is good for business. And so I think they're going to beat Atlanta this weekend. Lamar hasn't practiced all week. Will be a game time decision. He'll play. Denver's defense will hold the Ravens to under 24, but Bo Nix won't be able to score enough, and Denver will lose a close one to Baltimore in the witching hour. Miami basically playing for the rest of the AFC East on Sunday. A loss by them to Buffalo. That division is officially over, but the Dolphins find a way to rally and beat the Bills. Nope. Tyreek Hill actually shows up, has a decent game on a last-minute score. Nope. Green Bay v. Detroit, game of the weekend, right? I think that's the game of the weekend for me. Best regular season game of the year, potentially, in this one. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Packers win this thing 45-44 with a last-second field goal. And everybody starts questioning the Lions. Games in Green Bay, that's why the Packers get the win in that one.
You can't win
swing and a miss on that one.
I think I went 500.
Swing and a miss. Why is there a cut called George Brett script that's 2 seconds long? What did George have to say? Did he nail it?
I don't know. I didn't listen. That was Nate Leviak.
And what's in it for you this weekend?
The Chiefs win.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. That's good. I'm glad he saved
us. Even though they don't play. Oh, it's fantastic.
And what's in it for you this weekend?
The Chiefs win.
I mean, just keep it.
Speaking of George Brett, we had him in for studio for almost 2 hours on Friday.
Yeah.
I see this cut in the system as well from Friday. And we've got this organization in a really good spot right now, don't we?
I just hope Waka comes back. I really do.
Do you think he will?
Yeah, I think he will. I mean, I think he really, really enjoyed the guys on the team. The camaraderie they have and the culture in the clubhouse is so good. I mean, I was down there. I don't go down during the regular season, but I was in Atlanta for all those games, and then I was in Baltimore for all those games, and then I was in New York, and then I was in Kansas City, and just it was a culture that – man, it reminded me of the 14 and 15 teams. It really did. Good.
So he thinks Waka's coming back. He was right.
Yeah, he knows.
He must have known something.
From the 816 Fesco, that might have been your worst predictions ever. Yeah. LOL.
No question. Yeah. Those sucked, man.
Lay off of the weed.
What?
Huh? Anybody else hungry?
I could sure eat.
I want a breakfast burrito immediately with hash browns.
Get in my belly.
So you want to do some script reading here for the Chiefs game? Matt, welcome back to the show. The Chiefs play tonight, so we get to our What's in it for the Chiefs script. Bob, who finished dead last
dead
week.
Dead last.
Go first.
I mean, talk about a stink
you
job.
You did worse than Mac, and Mac didn't even do it.
I know, Mac didn't even do it. Like, yeah, I was horrible last weekend. All right, here's
watching a lot
happen.
Of football.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chiefs will kick off. Tampa will move the ball down the field on the first drive, take an early 3-0 lead in this one. It'll be the last time the Tampa leads. The DeAndre Hopkins show then begins. First play of the game, DeAndre Hopkins. Be a big presence in the red zone. He'll grab a touchdown pass. 7 catches, 90 yards, and a touchdown for DeAndre Hopkins. Patrick Mahomes has found his new reliable target, and the rest of the league goes, And it's a nationally televised game, so you know the rest of the league is watching Patrick Mahomes tonight and DeAndre Hopkins, so that means they're going to put on a show. Kareem Hunt's going to have a nice day as well. He'll have a touchdown. He'll run hard for about 70 yards. It's now November. We're going to start to see a lot more from Travis Kelce. Monday night, Taylor Swift, big game. Everybody's watching. 6 catches for Travis Kelce. Couple of big third down conversions. Baker Mayfield gets sacked 3 times, and most of the starters are resting in the fourth quarter. And I predicted it as well as Sean did. 31-10, Chiefs get the win.
All righty. I'm going to stick with you, Bob. I think the Chiefs have shown bits and pieces of everything, but on offense, but tonight, that's where they're going to show they can do it all in one game, all in 4 quarters. We've seen deep balls. We've seen intermediate throws. Mahomes' magic with his legs. We've seen Kareem Hunt ground and pound. They're going to show a little bit of everything here tonight and say, wow, like this team has a lot of variety. They're very dynamic. Hopkins is going to get in the end zone. Noah Gray is going to get in the end zone, as is Samaje Perine. Kareem Hunt is also going to get another touchdown. Baker Mayfield is going to start out extremely accurate. It's going to be dinks and dunks. He's going to be like 10 for 12. They'll go down. They'll get a field goal in one of the first 2 drives. That'll be pretty much the peak. That's where the Bucks will peak. They'll highlight. And then everyone will start to tune out as the rest of the game will be the Chiefs. This game We'll have everyone turning it off by the end. 34-13 is my final score.
I'll start with mine right off the top. No interception for Trent McDuffie.
Okay.
I'm going to nail that one. I think Hopkins and Worthy both score. I'm kind of like, I'm not on the blowout page that you guys are, but I think Patrick throws for 225 yards. I think Kelsey has 5 for 60. I think Baker Mayfield throws 2 interceptions and looks lost versus Spags and that Chiefs defense. And I think the Chiefs win 28-13, a simplistic script, but I think that's about as accurate as I can get it. So no interception for McDuffie. Hopkins and Worthy get a touchdown. Mahomes for 225. Kelsey 5 for 60. 2 interceptions from Baker. Chiefs defense holds the Bucs under 20. Chiefs continue that dominance of not allowing 30 points or more. And in fact, I think the most points they've allowed all year, 27. I don't think they give up 27. I think they give up 13, and I think they score 28, which is a good win.
It's a nice win. Yeah, it's a nice win.
I wouldn't be mad about that.
I like George's prediction. What's in it for you this weekend?
The Chiefs win.
Perfect. You're going to hear that in a promotional commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Remember to listen to Dusty, Fesco, and Mac after every The Chiefs win. Yeah, when you were like, what's happening to me, Mac? You weren't here. George was like sitting in that corner and just went behind Fesco as he's reading his script on his computer and just like behind him on his shoulder.
Oh, perching over him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That could have been bad. Come here, Bob. What'd you say about me?
I like how you said no interception for McDuffie, Dusty. That just makes me think that it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Keep telling yourself that.
The wet ball will slip out of Baker's hand and flutter, yes. And McDuffie will come down with
if
an interception.
Baker Mayfield
right?
is smart. He is not throwing the ball anywhere near Trent McDuffie.
Not at all.
I think I think I missed it, but no. Yeah, I didn't say it. This will be Mahomes' first game without an interception. I missed that in my script.
Okay.
First game without a pick, Mahomes, today.
I want to go back to something that Sean Smith had to say.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Earlier, and we asked like who he wanted, and he said Marshawn Lattimore, right? Like, right. I think that seems to be the target now for a lot of people here in Kansas City. You'd like to get him.
And you're aware of the connection that he has with the Chiefs.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
So he went after Mahomes in the draft.
Oh, and that's right.
The Saints.
That's right. We're going to take Mahomes.
They wanted Mahomes. Peyton was like,
allegedly.
Oh, I mean, there's audio.
I know there's audio, but we don't know what was going on in the room of that. You know, that could be like.
I'm saying, according to Sean Payton, at least that's what he said.
Right.
He went down to Lubbock and Mahomes was throwing. And he's like, he threw in like gusts of wind.
Yeah.
I think I have it from my old folder.
Yeah. No.
And he's like, he's basically saying like, he was basically saying like, we saw Mahomes, we gave him some tests, he passed him with flying colors, and he said, he told all his coaches, he's like, we got to get out of here quick, no one knows we were here, this is our guy, this is the future of our franchise in New Orleans, don't say a word. Meanwhile, Brett Veach was there 3 weeks earlier already, mm-hmm. scouting him out, knowing exactly what's going to happen with Nagy, and they already had the plan. So they then kind of found out towards draft night that Mahomes was going to go up, and they thought Chicago. Chiefs got Mahomes at 10. The immediate pick after was Marshawn Lattimore because they were like, well, that was our next guy.
That was our next guy, yeah.
And now they could be on the same team together in the division versus Sean Payton.
That would be really good. I love these revisionist stories of, well, we were going to take Patrick Mahomes.
I think they really were.
Were you?
If Sean Payton tells that story with that much detail about Patrick Mahomes, like,
oh, that they went down there and saw him and all, you know, I buy all of that. I just think it's funny. Like, you didn't have a chance, so you could walk around and say, we were going to take him at 11, but the Chiefs jumped us. You know, like,
Bolo's like, we were going to take him at 10, but we figured he'd be there at 14.
Right, yeah, like one of those. Like,
what are the Chiefs going
to
do?
Yeah, this revision. I was going to ask her out, but he beat me too. No, you weren't. You know, like,
yeah.
You know, so I just, I, I like the story. I do, yeah. But I don't know if like Sean McVay is like revisionist history with all this.
If
but
they
either
get
way,
Lattimore, the season's over.
The season's done. Yeah.
And he's that good.
He is. No, he absolutely fills arguably your biggest need right now, I think. Right. And Sean brought up Lattimore. And so we can talk about him because I do think New Orleans is a topic of discussion, guys. I mean, like, I've never seen something get so out of hand so fast like we saw yesterday. You know, Olave gets the concussion, right? You know, and the flags fly. And then immediately Michael Thomas, former wide receiver for the Saints, is blaming Derek Carr and talking smack on Derek Carr.
He sounded off.
And really, and then Derek Carr responds after the game in like a minute and a half conversation about how screw you, Michael Thomas. Chris Olave's brother speaks out and somebody asked him, may have to have this conversation with your brother. Is it worth it anymore? He goes, it's definitely not worth it in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Colin Saunders spoke out yesterday and said, we just lost like the Cottonelle Bowl because it was poop. And then Cam Thomas spoke out again yesterday, right? Like that thing. I hate to use
Michael
the term
Thomas?
Bleep show. Who was it?
Michael Thomas.
What did I say?
Cam Thomas.
Didn't he speak out too?
Probably.
Didn't he say something too?
Probably.
There's
like
85 people who spoke
out
yesterday.
Anybody tied to the Saints from 5 years ago was on
everybody was speaking out yesterday.
If you were a Lavis family member or a Cam Jordan.
Cam Jordan. That's who it was. Cam Jordan. I'm sorry. Yeah, Michael Thomas, Cam Jordan. He spoke like everybody's speaking out now.
Cam Jordan's like a Saints legend. Like it's like
that's right.
Drew Brees, Mike Ditka, Arch Manning, and Cam Jordan.
Well, I don't know if Dick is on that list. I mean, he did trade their whole team for Ricky Williams.
That's fair.
I don't think Dick is on that list. He's a legend in his own mind. But like you gotta think there's gonna be movement down there today. They've lost seven in a row.
I'm surprised Dennis Allen's still there.
It's late in the day now, so I am surprised.
They scored over 90 points in the first 2 weeks. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, this offense, and then they've literally lost seven games.
They've lost seven games in a row.
That was Carr's
right
first
now.
Game back, right?
And
losing him to the Kansas City Chiefs.
And I've never seen like somebody come out and start ripping the quarterback when somebody else got a concussion like that. Like it was the quarterback's fault that he put the ball where he put the ball. And I mean, like you got to throw the ball. You got to throw the ball. That's not the quarterback's fault. It's nobody's fault. It happens. It's the NFL.
Sometimes it is. Like sometimes you're inaccurate, can throw a guy, you know, behind him.
Like a hospital ball.
Yeah. Something
and
like that.
And that's what they were saying Carr did. They were just saying that he like put him up on a platter.
It's so almost like they were insinuating that he did it on purpose.
Yeah, that's
too.
What I was.
And
like,
I'm like,
because Alex Smith got a lot of that early on in Kansas City that he was like setting his receivers up to get hurt.
Yeah.
Like he was putting the ball up too high and then the ribs are exposed all the time. But it's also like it's football.
It's football. You
right?
know,
where you got DJ saying,
he's a freaking freak, man.
Talking about Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, now you feel bad for Olave, right? Like, obviously.
Of course.
But that whole thing, that may be the most glorious bleep show right now in the NFL. And if it was a different team with people like you actually related to, like nobody really relates to Derek Carr and Bob Allen or whoever the guy is down there coaching the team.
Bob
like,
Allen Ford?
Yeah, my guy's a Bob Allen. Go see my guy Lee out in Ottawa. But, like, it's bizarre how that team, if that was like the Jets logo or the Raiders logo, do you know how much more like bleep showish activity would be taking place? Like with people talking about, because it's the Saints and they're just not anything anybody cares about.
Right.
Right. It's not a huge brand or anything like that, but that is a glorious bleep show. So if you want to get rid of Lattimore in the next 36 hours, we'll be more than happy to take him off your hands.
We can dive into that. Coming up at 9, we'll have Matt Cotrero here on the show talking about some Royals stepping stones. Josh Briscoe at 9:30 as well. But coming up on the other side, Tom Brady, you can't do that. And now you're going to find out when you get a check in the mail. Bob Fesco, Dusty Liggins, Mac Morrow, you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5, The Fan. Tom Brady, maybe you've seen him or heard him so far on Fox calling games. He called the Detroit Green Bay game, had a big one this week.
What do you think of Tom Brady? Everybody kind of got to watch the game a little bit. I got a text from somebody that said, I'm actually kind of liking him now.
I don't hate it.
I think he's getting better as the weeks go on, and that's all you can ask for.
I think he's going to get his first fine in the mail.
Yeah.
Because what's the rule? Can't say anything about the referee.
Can't say anything about the refs if you're the owner of an NFL franchise, right?
So they just threw out Brian Branch, who's one of their best defensive players, and that came from New York. Wow! Dean, we got to bring you in on this one. I know New York has the ability to do that, but what's the thought process here?
Exactly. So the officials on the field, now we have more flags. Looks like Branch did something as he was leaving the field.
Yeah.
The officials called the foul. They can decide to eject. This happened so late. This had to come from New York. They're looking at it. They decided that the hit raised to the level of a disqualification.
I don't love that call at all. I mean, obviously it's a penalty, but to me, that has to be serious intent in a game like this.
Sounded like he hits his desk, but
no,
I think
that
that's
was
just
the Fox,
graphic.
Yeah, the graphic, yeah.
You hear it all the time on the Chiefs radio network that you can hear tonight on 96.5 The Fan. I don't know. I mean, I watched that play. I thought he deserved to get kicked out. He led with the crown of his helmet, hit another guy in the face.
There were three of those yesterday in the NFL that deserved that. Obviously, the Olave play, that one, and there was another one. What game was I watching?
I know what you're talking about because I watched it with my friend. I was like, that should be targeting.
Yeah, there was a third play yesterday, and I can't, now for the life of me, I can't remember which game it was in, but like there were three yesterday. I'm like, damn, there's a lot going on in the NFL today where guys are just targeting. It was Detroit, it was New Orleans, and it'll come to me eventually. But I don't think that's criticism. Like, how can Tom Brady do the job effectively if he can't have his opinion on the calls that the referees make? Because we all have opinions on calls that the referees make. I don't think what Tom Brady said there is anything wrong at all. I have no problem with what Tom Brady said.
But it violates.
I know it violates the ipso facto agreement or whatever they got. Yeah. So, can you make, if you start to make exceptions, then, you know, other owners go out there and they criticize the officials, but it's a unique situation. I think if Tom Brady is in the confines of the game, he should not have to abide by those rules because it hurts the broadcast. It hurts his credibility. But I understand the flip side of it. Hey, you made your bed. You bought the Raiders. That's your problem, pal. Like you invested in that. So now you've got to play by those rules, even though you have this other job. But I got to be honest. I think the NFL should just kind of look the other way when Tom Brady's brought. Like if he's on the radio with you or I and comes on here and goes, God, these refs suck. That's something different. But if you're in the confines of the game, the perspective of a quarterback who got all the calls talking about the referees, I think it's important to have because they see the game differently than the guy sitting next to him or you and I or anything like that. So I think you got to waive that rule for Tom Brady or waive that, whatever it is, and say, look, during the confines of the game, you can do what you need to do as it comes up in conversation, because if you get to a point in the game where you're really criticizing the officials and his partners, like, God, that referee, that was a bad call. And then Tom's just supposed to sit there. Go to Tom Rinaldi or Aaron Andrews on the sideline to get their opinion. Like, I think you got to let Tom do his thing.
You think he should have been ejected?
Yeah.
Mac?
No.
I think if you're talking player safety, if you're going to talk player safety in the NFL, then you have to enforce those kind of plays. And then not only did he get ejected, then he's talking smack to the ref, got another foul after.
That, you know, it was a bad sequence. It didn't
really bad.
Didn't end up hurting him in the long run. Detroit still wins the game.
Yeah.
But I'm on the fence. I could be convinced either way if he should or shouldn't be ejected. Because isn't there targeting one and targeting two in college?
Yeah.
Like there's college, there's like accidental, and then there's like clear cut. Like what Vontaze Burfict did should be ejected.
Malicious. Yeah. Oh, God.
But I don't know. I don't know if he was like just going out careless trying to hit whatever.
Well, how do you know though? You know,
I mean, sometimes you can kind of see by like demeanor and mannerisms, like this guy is literally putting his head down and diving into the player. I don't know if that's what he was trying to do. That's what it looked like. It looked like his head was going straight to was it Jaden Reed? It was number 80 for Green Bay.
I can't remember.
But he was going, it was
Watson,
just
maybe,
it was head.
Yeah,
well, Watson's 9.
But Watson, sometimes, yes! Like, sometimes I'm going at you, and I've already left my feet, like, how I perceived where you were, and then you move or you change, and then sometimes collisions like that happen, and then we watch them in slow motion, and we're like, oh, my God! But, like, you've got the rule in place. If you're going to allegedly care about player safety, you have to do stuff like that. Otherwise, nobody's going to buy it, and then it's going to all get out of hand.
Have you ever gone to YouTube and typed in Vontaze Burfict? It's painful.
Oh, that guy just destroyed people.
But, like, and loved it.
Yeah. Streams so, Madden now. Just plays Madden.
He does.
Yep.
Yeah, he does. Does he? Does can Brady say like that was a good call?
That's what I was wondering. Does a good somebody text.
At text line says that? Of course, you could say it's a good call, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're so critical, annoying, right?
Oh, that was a wonderful call by Mr. Hockley. Way to go. Way to go, Brad Allen. Yeah. That was a lovely call. You got the flag throw. The arm motion was right.
But I love you, Carl.
He really looks good in stripes.
I'll tell you what, that Carl Cheffers, man, nobody calls a better game than old Chaz Cheffers out there.
Yeah.
Brad Allen does look good in stripes, though. He looks very slim.
Somebody on the text line says it was DeMarcus Robinson who got popped.
Yeah, I think that I do remember that.
DeMarcus Robinson got popped at the end with a hell of a catch, I'll tell you that.
What
that
a year nice. For him.
Wow.
Good for him.
Wow. What a dime, first of all, by Matthew Stafford.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Stepped up, he's released. So again, no one is like feeling bad for Tom Brady. I think the text line's getting a little bit confused. Like, he made his bed and has to sleep in. No, we're not saying it. We're just saying he's going to get fined because this is the part of the job where, like, I don't think he knows how tough it actually can be.
And I don't think anybody.
I think his player mindset took over because that's a total veteran homer NFL call. And I'm not saying he's wrong or right. I'm just saying, like, I don't think he should be kicked out for that one. Just like, sounds like you're back in your playing days. Be like, what do we do?
Yeah.
Why is there a flag?
Right.
It's like, remember, owner, broadcaster.
I just don't
Tom Brady, the football player.
I don't think you can effectively do the job if you don't. If you want Tom Brady calling your games, which Fox clearly does, and I'm sure the NFL does as well, you got to allow him to be quote unquote critical. Like you have to allow him to participate in the broadcast.
It's fake.
Exactly.
Right.
And people see through that, be like, all right, we're not buying this.
Yeah. Or you just got to literally tell yourself, like, no matter what happens, I'm not going to say anything about the referees. But what's unfortunate about that is every single week, we'll do it tonight, there will be a play that merits a discussion
Absolutely.
About the call.
Every game.
Every game.
I hate it. Every game.
But that's in any sport, guys.
We don't need to talk about it.
Yeah. But we do.
I know.
And that's the way it goes because there's always a call that people think affect the outcome of the game. And especially like if you're the Chiefs, if
especially
you're the Cowboys,
the Chiefs.
If you're the Yankees, if you're the Celtics or, you know, all the big marquee type of teams, people keep it focused on the referees and the umpires waiting for things to be kind of out of whack. Ask Marlins, man, about the umpires in the world in the playoff games.
Yep.
How awful they were. Awful they were.
Another play yesterday was the Bills-Dolphins game. There was a play at the end of the game they called unsportsmanlike conduct because a guy hit him upside the head.
Oh, yeah.
So they were everywhere yesterday.
Yeah, there was a lot yesterday. Yeah, there were.
Let's end that trend starting now.
Let's not
carry that into today.
Yeah, we don't need that tonight.
Come on.
No, tonight you don't need to do that.
All right. Well.
But then you can't tackle somebody low. You can't tackle somebody high.
It's hard.
You know, it's.
Did you guys see the Royals extended Michael Wacha?
I saw that, yeah.
So we're going to have Matt Cotrero on the show coming up, and you'll get to hear his jingle, and we'll have Royals manager Matt Cotrero join us on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Royals baseball.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.